Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. B'siyata d'shmaya, we are continuing our series of Shiurim on the Rambam, Hilchos Malachim, Perek Vav, Halacha Gimel. And this is the 12th Shiur in the series. And we've seen Yesodos Gedolim, and now we are continuing. And just to remind ourselves that we saw in the previous Shiur, we saw Perush Rashi. When Rashi is talking about Chilul Hashem, Rashi writes, this is to the 10th shir. Rashi writes, Yesh chil Hashem, shiyotze l'chutz, l'meidim en l'chalik b'kedushas Hashem. So that's the problem with chil Hashem, b'farhesia. Rashi writes about Rabbi Zohar 27b, that people learn to be mechal Hashem. As achshav nira kach, meshuv zeh mevusas, kamuvan al ma shelamadnu kodim, ve כדאי מאוד, אם לא הקשבתם, להקשיב לשיעורים הקודמים, אבל אנחנו צריכים להתקדם בשמחה ובטוב לבב, אז נראה כך. בכל העבירות, שרי בפרהסיה, כלשהו להנאתם. למדנו בגמרא, במסכת סנהדרין, הנוס העצמן שייני, that if a guy makes a Jew do an avera, להנא אוסו, it's mutter even if it's בפרהסיה. As the Gemara says, why? Mishum de kol shein ola haavir, ein b'maaseh atzmo maaseh shel neged shem Yisrael. Ilav ha'isur she'asar tal Torah. If the purpose of the guy is not to make the Jew transgress the Torah, then the only problem is it's not against the shem Yisrael. In others, we spoke about how chil Hashem is when one God's name, we spoke in one of the earlier shiur, that God's name is associated with the Jewish people, and Jewish people are associated with God's name. So when we do Averis, it reflects badly on Hashem, because his name is called on the Jewish people. But when, and we also saw that in the Rambam, and in the Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvos Esei Tes, that's the job of the Jewish people, to be Mekadosh as Hashem Berabim. And we're special, we're unique to Hashem, and that's our job. Our job is to sanctify His name in this world. But if we're just doing an Avera, and it's not a Maisa Neged Shem Shel Yisrael, it doesn't reflect badly on the Jewish people and on God, if not for the fact that it was us. In other words, the Etzem HaMaisa doesn't reflect badly upon us, except for the fact that it's Aser. But the mice itself, if it wouldn't be Aser, it wouldn't reflect badly upon us. If it's in a case of either die or do it, do or die, as they say in baseball, so you're allowed to do it. So it's not Aser anymore. In other words, it only reflects badly because of the Aser. But if a person's life is at stake, then it's Nishken Isil. V'hitirato b'fikuach nefesh. And the Torah was matir in a case of pikuach nefesh. So therefore, if it's lahana aso, it's permitted to be over, even b'far hesia, like we learned in the Gemara in Sanhedrin 74. Achen, behanu gimel averot, when you're dealing with the major three averas, harei nitba'er shegam l'Rabbi Yishmael mitzad atzman ein la'aseisam gam b'makom oynes. We learned in a previous shir, sai according to the, certainly according to the Chachamim, but even according to Rabbi Yishmael, what does Rabbi Yishmael say? Rabbi Yishmael says he's talking only about Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yishmael says that the Gemara in Sanhedrin 74a. Rabbi Yishmael, Amar Rabbi Yishmael, Minayin Shemamru La'aladim Avodah Avodah Zarah Ve'alte Harig, Minayin She'avod Va'al Yaharig. So how do you know if they tell you either be Ovid or Zara and you won't die, or if you're not Ovid or Zara, you will die? How do you know that you should be over? But he says, you have to live. You have to do the Avodah Zara. Yishmael says, you have to be Ovid of Zara rather than die. Maybe this even applies before Hesia. No. As Rashi says, Beferhesi the Zechil Hashem. You have to be Mekadish as Hashem. That's Venikdashti Shemoiser Navshu al Abbas Yitzra. That's Rabbi Yishmael in Meseches Sanhedrin. Rabbi Yishmael in Meseches Avodah Zarah, really, it's Rava, but it reflects the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael, that it says, Lo Savdeim, Akol HaYibuchalosa, you're not allowed to serve Avodah Zarah no matter what. But when the Pasuk says, V'chai Bem Losh Yom, is Bem Yatza Oynes. No. V'chai Bem tells you that you should nevertheless live. What about Lo Sechal Hashem Kotshi? That you have to die. So, okay, it's at Habitzin Habitfrahesia. So, when do you die? When it's Befrahesia, one dies Befrahesia. And when does one stay alive? When it's Bitzina. So, that's the Gemara. So, even according to this Rabbi Yishmael, Mitzaratzman, you're not allowed to do the Gemal Averis, even Makomonis, because we saw that Rabbi Yishmael holds of the Svar, they're all Svaris. All three Gemal Averis are Svaris. You're not allowed to do them as we discussed in an earlier shir. All three cardinal sins, you learn Alpi Svar, you're not allowed to do them, and Rabbi Yishmael agrees in principle. The only thing is the heter of Pikuach Nefesh. Aval mikol mokom b'farhesye, kevin shesof sof, ודבר שמצד עצמו אין לעשותו, יש בזה חיסרון בייחוד ישראל, כל שנעשה בפרהסיה, ויש בזה משום חיל השם. But if it's בפרהסיה, since, like this, there's a heter of פיקוח, you know how to do these, the big three, but there's a heter על פיקוח נפש. So there Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel's philosophy, the way he views things, you're allowed to do the major three averis if it's b'makom pikuach nefesh. You're not allowed to do them in principle, but b'heter pikuach nefesh, you have a heter. You're permitted in the case of pikuach nefesh. But b'farhesia, since independently these averis are things that should not be done. So if one does them in a public forum, so there's a chisaron b'yichud Yisrael. So it's going to reflect badly on the Jewish people that he's doing these averis. And there's going to be a chil Hashem. And Mimele is going to be a chiyuv of Kiddush Hashem. Because he's machalik. He says only Bitsina. Bitsina, there's no chil Hashem. But Bifrahesia, there's a chil Hashem. So if it's Lahavi Rala, if it's Lahana Asam, so we have a heter of Pikoach Nefesh. If it's, that's for all Averis, even Bifrahesia. If it's the Gimel Averis, so mitzaratzman, they shouldn't be done even in makomones. We have a heter of pikuach nefesh, but for hesia, since sof it's a maaser that should independently is not the right thing to do, because there's a svara that says that these three actions shouldn't be done. So here we lose the heter of pikuach nefesh falls away and one has to die, because it's a chisaron b'yichud Yisrael if it's done before hesia. Doesn't look good doing these inappropriate acts before hesia. The other acts, other averis, so mitzaratzman, they're okay. Just the only problem is there's an Isser, but you're matu the Isser out pikuach nefesh. But the Gimel Averis is not because of the Isser, as we explained at length, but it's because they're be'etzim bad. And Mimela, if there's going to be a Chil Hashem involved, so you have a heter for pikuach nefesh to do that if it's Betzina, but if it's for Hesia, the heter falls away because it's be'etzim bad. And everybody's watching, so Chil Hashem is going to reflect badly on the Jewish people, badly on God. And Mimela, there's a Chiyuv of Kiddush Hashem. ומשומחי מבואר היטב מה שביארנו, שגם לרבי ישמעאל בדין בפרהסיה, שייני הנו גימל איסורים גם לעשום גם לנו עשה, משאר מצווס. So now it comes out what we said in an earlier shir, that even according to רבי ישמעאל, the din of פרהסיה, the major three averis are different. Even לנו עשם, from other mitzvahs. Because by other mitzvahs, the היחתים ספרחי להשם, is that it's negative the tziv we have Hashem on the Jewish people. So if it's not lahavi or if it's lahana asam, it's not against his tzivui. God wants us to do the avera. If it's lahavi or aladas, then it's against God's tzivui. But that's all in the realm of Hashem's tzivui. Hashem came b'hanu gimel. Here it's not about the tzivui, it's about the etzem ha-maisa. It's the act independently, putting aside any asura. These are acts that independently, logic would dictate, the moral law would dictate, the natural moral law, talk today a lot in the philosophy of ethics, they talk about natural law. So that's really what Rabbeinu is saying over here, if I'm understanding him correctly. The major three are asur al pi natural law. Natural law dictates you shouldn't do the big three. So Rabbi Shmuel says that even if it's lahavir, the other averus you're allowed to do, because it's only the only problem is against the tzivui. But he holds that for pikuach nefesh there is no tzivui. And the Gemara holds no. The Chachamim hold that you're allowed to do it. That you're not allowed to do it if it's lahavir aladas. If it's before hesia. That is a chil Hashem. But now we're talking about Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says there's no tzivui. If it's just lahavir, it's not one of the big three. It's not against Hashem's tzivui. But in these three, the etzem mice isn't roi. And the mela, since the etzem mice isn't roi, you have no heter if there's going to be a chil Hashem of Tuch B'nai Yisrael. And therefore, Rabbi Shmuel is moida that it's yehar g'vayavir, even if it's lahana asa. Because the act itself is an inappropriate act. And Mamela, it doesn't matter that it's halan asam and not halan asam. The act itself is not appropriate, and it's going to reflect badly on Am Yisrael and Hashem if one does these three averus. And therefore, Rabbi Shmuel holds that the major three are usur if it's before hesia. So when he says they are avodah zarah, look into avodah zarah, gilah ra'as, shfichus damim, because these are all acts that are inherently bad. And Mamela, even if it's halan asa goy, it's still going to be usur. Because the etzem ha'maisa isn't right, doesn't matter what the guy is thinking. If it's lahanasa. Al shav isbarnu heitev b'siyata d'shmaya et shitato shel Rabbi Yishmael. Tzich lo'osif she'af al pi she'stame v'rabbe f'rhesi ein bo mishum chil Hashem. Right, we have to add that even though a regular aver b'f'rhesi, there's no chil Hashem problem. When is there a chil Hashem problem? As the Rambam says, if it's lahachis, if it's b'shat nefesh, Rambam writes 5:10 in Yisori HaTorah that before Hesia there's a problem of Chil Hashem because it's going to reflect badly on the Jewish people, and also if it's a Talmud Chacham, right, when a Talmud Chacham does certain things publicly, so he's teaching people to sin, it's also a Chil Hashem. Hainu mishim shekol sheino oseh lahachis ein zeh l'neged hatzivui. One acts and one is not intending to lahachis, it's just against God's tzivui. And what do other people have to do with God's tzivui? The other people who are witnessing this, they weren't over in any tzivui. So memela, there's no chil Hashem here. If it's not lahachis, is it according to Rabbi Shmuel? And also, according to the rabbis, if it's not lahavir aladas, as kol she'eino osa lahachis, it's just against God's tzivui, and the other people are not shayach to this inyan; they weren't over on any tzivui. But just when you're talking about lahachis, lahachis is neged Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'fnei Yisrael. Havalei b'Yisrael neged Hakadosh Baruch Hu shuchil Hashem. So that's a Jewish person acting with anger against God. That's going too far. So Mamela, in such a case, like the Rambam Paskins, if it's lahachis in front of other Jews, that's defined as a chil Hashem. Because that reflects very badly on the Jewish people and on Hashem, that he's doing this lahachis. That's neged HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'fnei Yisrael. That's acting against God in this angry way. Now, just the fact that a person doesn't aveir mazeh shayach l'acherim. But when a person is actively trying to get God angry and fighting against him, so that already is acting in front of Jews against God. And that is a chil Hashem. Right? That's what the chil Hashem is. Chil Hashem is desecrating God's name. So if one is doing an act specifically against God with out of anger. It's not just that there's a tzivui that he's not allowed to do it. What do the other people have to do with the tzivui? But it's that. But it's that he's acting with anger against God. So that's defines Zichil Hashem, because Zichil Hashem is when there are 10 Jews present and one is doing something against God's name. So if one is acting lahachis, then that's defines Zichil Hashem, because that's B'Yisrael neged HaKadosh Baruch Hu, acting against God in front of Jewish people, which is what Chil Hashem is. Because as we said, Chil Hashem is acting, that God's name is called on the Jewish people, and when we do certain things, then it reflects badly on Hashem. And that this definitely does, that somebody's acting lahachis, as opposed to stomping over an aveir. And also if it's mituv mitzad atzma, like the Gimel Averis, which is not just mitzad the tzivui, so if it's the Gimel Averis, it's not just because of the Tzivui, because of the Etzem HaMaisa. And like we saw in Rashi earlier that we started the shiur with, that other Jews are going to learn from him when it's done before Hesia. Right, that's Rabbi Yishmael, that he says the Gimel Averis only before Hesia. So other Jews are going to learn from him, and it's a davar mituv mitzad atzmo. So that's also a Chil Hashem. There also there's no heter. There's only a heter if it's pikuach nefesh, not to be over the yisr. But here it's not going to help to say not to be over the yisr, because it's a davar mituv mitzad atzmo. It's abominable mitzad itself. These three Averis. So therefore, to do it in public and people are going to learn from you. So there's no heter for that. So that's a Chil Hashem. And again, also lahachis in public is a Chil Hashem. When somebody's just doing his own personal Aver, even if he does it in public, but what does that have to do with the other people? So unless he's a Talmud Chacham, they're going to learn from him. But if he's not, then it has nothing to do with them. So that's not considered a Chil Hashem. That's his own personal Aveira. And it's only Lahachis or Gimel Averis, which are Shaykh to the other people. In other words, he's not listening to God, and it's Shaykh to the other people. So that's going to be a Chil Hashem. So again, somebody's just doing an Averis. He's doing his own Averis. He's a type, he's doing an Averis. What does that have to do with anybody else? But it is when someone Kiviyachol spits in Hashem's face and he does Lahachis. So that's defined as a Chil Hashem. Because as we said, a Chil Hashem is a Jew acting against God, because God's name is called on us, and we're associated with Hashem, and Hashem is associated with us. And one acts in certain ways, it reflects badly on Hashem. So certainly the Lahachis reflects badly on Hashem, and the Gimel Averis, which are Metuav and Mitzad Atzma, also reflect badly upon Hashem when someone does them. So the Meili has to avoid it at all costs, even if it means his life is at stake. And we saw earlier the Ritva in a previous shiur, that even if people know about it, in other words, there has to be a chalois on the people who see you. Only then it's considered a Chil Hashem. When there's a chalos that the people around you would see it and are impacted by it. So if it's you just doing your own personal aveira, the people around you aren't being impacted by it. But if it's being done lahachis, then that impacts that it's not just your own personal aveira. Here it's like you're publicly waging war against God. So that's not allowed. And when it's one of the Gimel Averis. So also, here there's no heter of pikuach nefesh, because the mais is metuv mitzad atzma. So if it's done in public and other people are liable to learn from you, that's why there's no heter for these three averis. Whereas Stama, a person's doing an Aver in public, so it's his own Aver. What does that have to do with the other people? Again, if he's a Talmud Chacham, they're going to learn from him, then it's also us. But Divrei Rabbi Yishmael, Atzmo, Mevuach Achiv de Farhesia, Me'akrav de Benikdashti. In other words, in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara brings the word Benikdashti, V'lasaralu Hashem Kochi, Benikdashti, B'sach Ben Yisrael. So the Gemara brings the Benikdashti, and the Gemara wrote a Zara, and Afnan Dalid, it says he learns it from Lo Sechalu Hashem Kochi. So is it from the Nikdashti of Lo Sechalu Hashem Kochi? Chayra, it's from Benikdashti. Benikdashti B'seuch B'nei Yisrael, the Gemara learns Toch Toch Asara. Toch means Asara. Sanhedrin 74b. So why does the Gemara of Adazara bring Lo Sechalu Hashem Kochi to tell you that there's a chiyuv to die? What about Benikdashti? The Or Gadol talks about this in Daf Yud Zayin. He brings to the Torah's Kohanim. It says, V'loy sechalu, mimash b'shinem v'loy sechalu, emor kodosh. K'shomer v'nikdashti, masarat smucha v'kadesh mi. Yachol yichidi, tamadon v'sech b'nei Yisrael. So, v'loy sechalu, we understand, don't be mechalu, be mekadesh. So, what do you need the v'nikdashti? So, the v'nikdashti tells you that you should be moser nefesh to be mekadesh shem shemayim. I might think even individual, tamadon v'sech b'nei Yisrael. So, we see that from v'loy sechalu, there's not, we don't learn Mesiris Nefesh. There's Mesiris Nefesh from Nikdashti, Mesor Atzmach Vekadi Shmei. Be moisi yourself and be sanctify my name. That's what's learned from Vinikdashti. So why does the Gemara bring the Pasuk of Loisachal? Vinikdashti, you learn Mesiris Nefesh. It's a modern Zach. Vchenei en Baran, Besan Hedrin. Vual Shadin, the Hargwe for Esi, Amadin Loisachal. Vikshe Kanal, Gamaran Kashe, Ayin Dalar Amar Aleph. He says the din to die in public is from Loisachal. But no, it's from Vinikdashti, as Ma'am maybe Melosachalu. As Lafit Varenu Nira, Shibavadai, Yikardi Mesirut Nefesh, Vinikdashti, Ktiv Zotomeret, Mesirus Nefesh, like we saw in the Sefri, is from the Pasuk of Vinikdashti, you have to give over your life. Achen, Al Mayim Sol Nafsho, what should you give up your life for? That the Pasuk of Vinikdashti doesn't tell us. And therefore it says Velosachalu. It's telling us, you know when you should give over your life? When there's a Chil Hashem. If there's a chilul in the name of Yisrael and the Jews are acting in inappropriate ways, which reflects badly on Hashem, so then that, you should be moser nefesh. That's what it means, b'seich b'nei Yisrael. What does it mean, b'seich b'nei Yisrael? B'ashvuye b'yud mi Yisrael. There's an ashvuye. In other words, there's an impact here on the 10 people watching you. So if that's what's going to happen, if there's going to be an ashvuye on the Jewish people, there's going to be a, this the act that the person's doing is impacting, is influencing the 10 people who are watching. So then, he has to die. That's the Chil Hashem. So in other words, when there's a Benikdashti, if there's a Chil Hashem, there's an Ashvui B'yud Mi Yisrael. And when would that be? So the way we pask it, if it's Lahavir Aladas, there's an Ashvui B'nei Yisrael. And as you see, he wants you to be over and transgress your religion, you're doing it. So you're showing that the religion isn't so important. So if 10 people are watching, one has to give one's life. That's a Chil Hashem. And the Gimel Aveir is not mitzad the Choymer Eser, but mitzad Etzem HaMaisa. Otherwise, if it's a heter gamri b'koch nefesh, well, nikdashti is there in the var heter. So, therefore, we need v'lo sechalu. That is a chil Hashem. So, in other words, when there's going to be a chil Hashem, you need a nikdashti, then you have to give up your life. But it all starts with the fact there's a chil Hashem. So, if you don't remember, you didn't hear, I can refer you back to the first year in this series, Perek Gimel Halacha Vav, Perek Vav Halacha Gimel. We brought numerous sources to show that that's the union of Chil Hashem. That there's this zilzal in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's dafka when Am Yisrael acts in certain ways, that's a zilzal in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We saw in the Radak, Ben Ayet, there in Amos, Perek Beis, Pasuk Zayin, Man Chal Shem Kotshi, became Shem Chal Shem Kotshi, Kedashti Yishchem, Vatenu Korem B'Shmi, Kiam Kedosh Atal Hashem. Right, you're a Machal of my name. You're named after me, and now you're Machal of my name. You're desecrating my name. And we saw in numerous Rishonim, Shiomar Goyim entirely be Yisrael. That the Kadosh Baruch Hu was Miyachid Shema Yisrael. V'chil Shem Yisrael is Chil Shemo Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu Shechol Yisrael. And again, this has to be in the presence of other Jews. It has to be Chal on the Roim. in order for it to be a Chil Hashem. And that would apply if it's Lahachetz, if it's Lahavir al Ados, etc., etc. So, moreover, Rabbeisai, we have been zoche to conclude this shir. We've already seen the flows gedolos rabos vatsumos, and this is our 12th offering, and we still have a lot more to talk about. Baruch Hashem, Hashem is very good to us, and if you stay tuned, Mr. Hashem, b'li neder, we will see more. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.